Title: NDCAL releases comprehensive procedural guidance for class action settlements. Content: On November 1, 2018, the Northern District of California updated its procedural guidance for class action settlements, requiring increased disclosures for settlement preliminary and final approval, and more transparency in post-distribution accounting. Failure to follow the guidance may result in delay or denial of settlement approval. This article highlights the most significant updated rules affecting class action settlements in the Northern District. Preliminary approval. The procedural guidance details 12 buckets of information, many with subparts, parties must provide to the court to obtain preliminary approval for a class action settlement, front-loading and expanding many of the required disclosures regarding the settlement, attorney's fees, and administrative issues. Indeed, the guidance recommends parties to take these requirements into account during settlement negotiations and when drafting class notices. Parties must disclose the following information about the proposed settlement during the preliminary approval process: settlement fund and allocation plan to class members, any differences between the settlement class and the proposed or certified class, as well as differences between the original claims in the complaint and the claims to be released in the settlement, process used to select the settlement administrator and anticipated administrative costs, class notice and instructions for opt-outs or objections, attorney's fees, including lodestar calculation, and incentive awards, CyPres recipients, and potential conflicts. Final approval. The new guidelines require class counsel to disclose detailed lodestar information in all fee requests, even if the requested amount is based on a percentage of the settlement fund. Lodestar billing calculates attorney's fees by multiplying the reasonable hours worked by lawyers' hourly rates. Judges in the Northern District of California increasingly have been relying on lodestar information as a check on the reasonableness of attorney's fees in large class action settlements. The new requirement for detailed lodestar information may signal increased scrutiny and benchmarking of class counsel's fees. Motions for final approval must also disclose data on submitted claims, undeliverable class notices, opt-outs, and objectors. Post-distribution accounting. Parties are now required to file a post-distribution accounting 21 days after settlement funds have been distributed and attorney's fees paid. The court may choose to hold a hearing after the materials are submitted. The post-distribution accounting must contain, in an easy-to-read chart, the following information: total settlement fund, number of notices sent to class members out of the total number of class members, claims rate, number and percentage of claim forms submitted, opt-outs and objections, average, median, largest, and smallest recovery per claimant notice and payment methods, number and value of checks not cashed, amounts distributed to each CyPres recipient, administrative costs, attorney's fees, and costs, including as a percentage of the settlement fund, and the multiplier analysis. The guidance requires more upfront legwork to obtain preliminary settlement approval, increased scrutiny of attorney's fees during the final approval phase, and unprecedented transparency of notice efforts and actual recovery via mandatory post-distribution accounting. The NDCAL guidance is in line with, but considerably more detailed and comprehensive than, the amended Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, to take effect December 1, 2018. For example, amended Federal Rules of Civil Procedure 23(e)(2)(c) will only require courts to determine if a settlement is fair, reasonable, and adequate by analyzing, in part, the costs, risks, and delay of trial and appeal, the effectiveness of any proposed method of distributing relief to the class, including the method of processing class member claims, and the terms of any proposed award of attorney's fees, including timing of payment. The new NDCAL guidance requiring class counsel to inform the court of any changes to claims and class composition was announced by email to ECF Registrantsa just a few minutes after a recent decision regarding approval of one of the largest recent settlements in the Northern District of California, the $576 million indirect purchaser class settlement in Re.